97 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning, good morning. Here we go. All right.
Cripes all Friday. Well, I think we're, are we live right now?
No.
I hit go live. There we go. Anyway, we are going live at the F it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Come on, Bill. All right. There you go.
There we go. Now we got it. That was weird. I thought I hit go live already. Anyway, join us on Twitch, the WIRX Facebook page. Also, make sure you get to the Plan B Morning Show YouTube page. Subscribe to that. Don't miss out on not only the live stream, but also web-exclusive content only right there on the Plan B Morning Show YouTube page. Become a part of it. Don't be a loser. Don't be an L7 weenie. He's a square, man. You know how long
that
took
me to... not going to bring anybody to the stream by doing it.
Sure it is. Look, at Scott just hopped on, so boom.
Scott's on every morning.
No, but real quick, do you get what the L7 weenie is, right?
Uh-uh.
So that's calling someone a square. See, he's an L7 weenie. He's a square, man.
What's the weenie part?
That's what Squints said that
should
in the
be
movie.
L7 square.
L7 square. But yeah, you want to call him a weenie though. Weenie. but it took me forever until adulthood to realize that he was calling him a square, which you know, yeah, back in the day was a real insult.
You know why I don't know what that is? Because anybody who did that to me, I was like, okay,
yeah,
I don't care to look into that. I'm not offended.
Yeah, being called a square nowadays isn't as hurtful as it was back, you know, in the 50s or 60s. Like,
you know what's more offensive? When a kid called me a penis wrinkle in fifth grade, that hit me harder than L7 weenie.
A penis wrinkle?
Yeah. Didn't know a lot of swear words in fifth grade, but I knew what that meant.
That would hit hard.
And I knew I didn't want to be that.
Did you tell on him? Did you go up to your teacher?
I told my mom.
Yeah? Yeah. Did your mom laugh?
She did. She did.
So, I mean, that's inappropriate. He shouldn't have called you that. Did you say penis wrinkle? I'm going to write that.
And then I told my dad, and he was like, well, is he picking on you? I'm like, nah, not really. Mm-hmm. Just called me a penis wrinkle on the bus.
Ooh, the bus.
He's like, if he grabs you, he's like, punch him in the nose. Damn, Dad.
Why was that every dad's go-to?
Punch him in the nose.
You do that once, he'll knock it off. And that was every dad's answer, was punch him in the nose.
You know? Hey, my dad was a Green Beret, man. He taught me a few things. As a young child, he's like, if there's ever a guy, and he's not telling me to go to recess and do this to kids, obviously.
Yeah, don't go Hadouken to kids.
He's like, there's a certain way you can hit somebody in the nose, and it'll shove that cartilage right up into the brain.
Which I realize that there is, but no toddler, damn, no middle schooler is going to Van Damme someone's nose and kill him. You know
what happened?
See, you know what I'm going to teach my daughter? Throat punches. I'm going to be like, look, you just right in the throat. That'll bring someone down. That'll bring someone down for sure.
Yeah, that's that one
for
hurts.
Sure.
Anyway. That hurts.
You're not a penis wrinkle, Hunter. No matter what that kid said in fifth grade.
You know, it still burns. That's probably not the right word for it, but.
Phrasing, Hunter. Phrasing. So, anyway, well, Brock and the penis wrinkle got to keep things moving here, folks. Let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump. Don't call me that. That hurts my feelings.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What is that? Tiger claw or monkey paw? You killed him. You killed him. Yeah, whatever, penis wrinkle, you're not getting me. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Woo! Pump it.
Pump it.
I know we've talked a lot about AI. And
AI.
I know, right? It's starting to become. Really,
you know what? They're massaging us. That's what they're doing.
It's starting to become the Florida of the tech world. There's just always something going on with it. We always have to talk about. But I think this is noteworthy. Apparently, Elon Musk and a group of tech experts are requesting a 6-month pause in developing more powerful AI systems, saying that it poses a risk to humanity. This comes after a new study found that 2/3 of all American jobs could be replaced by AI. One professor who signed the letter along with Musk said, quote, we need to slow down until we better understand the ramifications, end quote.
Thank you. Hey, guys, this isn't Joe Bill from around the corner, you know, with his tinfoil head on screaming it. This is the guy who owns Tesla. This guy has invented rockets that land themselves. This guy is intelligent. Maybe somebody we should probably listen to. Somebody that's very in tune with what AI is and what AI can do. Maybe let's listen to that guy.
This is actually kind of more terrifying. Like, we've had a lot of fun with AI. Hell, I can't wait for the day where I got an AI sex bot. But all joking aside, this is actually kind of terrifying that experts are like, hey, we need to slow down.
It's absolutely terrifying. You can't go back.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot go back. Once you turn it on, you cannot turn it off.
Yep.
What are you talking about? It's a machine. You can turn any machine on. Yes, but until the machine learns how to turn itself back on.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
You know what it's like? It's like that little, you know, that little gag box where you flip the switch and then the thing comes up.
And it turns it back.
It's like that. But this thing could murder us. It's a lot different. It's a lot different than the box.
So really what it is, it's singularity. Mm-hmm. It's we're getting to a point where, like, we're getting really close to the button. And the button is, if we hit this button, all of this stuff that we invented is now smarter than us.
Yeah.
Do you want that? Do you?
To be fair, that's not a hard push for you or I, but I get what you're saying.
I'm just, humanity in general, we are on top of the food chain.
Yeah.
We are living in luxury right now because we have guns. We can do stuff that we have opposable thumbs. Most animals don't. We have advantages right now. And what we're literally doing is taking those advantages and dwindling them every time we come up with something new like this. Because the AI will take over. I'm serious. Once it understands how ridiculous we are, maybe it'll be for the good. Maybe AI will be like, damn, we could fix this. We can only hope.
I'm asking our chat bot right now, will you take over humanity?
It won't answer that. It's not going to answer that. It won't tell you.
It just said no. Just a real quick no.
Of course it won't. It's all fun and games. It really is all fun and games until that day, whenever that day is. Just look up singularity.
I put, will AI ever kill humans? No, AI will not kill humans. AI is designed to work with humans, not against them. AI systems are designed to be beneficial and helpful, not harmful.
Not in a good spot. We're not good.
I feel like this thing's lying to me.
I feel like humanity is not good, and AI will realize that. We're like, we need to get rid of this disease that is killing this planet.
Yep.
You know?
Well, if the experts are correct, we're on a crash course for being overrun by AI and robots, so maybe we should. Maybe we should just take a break.
It's a terrifying future.
Yeah. But no,
Musk is not wrong.
It won't be a future because it'll be like
it won't be.
Yeah, it'll be.
Terminator's real. It's weird to even say that. Damn it, though.
Some movie we thought that was just so out there back in the day. Now we're like, oh my god,
it's for real.
Oh my god, we're effed, man. And not in a good
way. I'm curious. What is it going to be like? How is it going to be? Is it going to be like the Terminator with all the machines, or is it?
But to be fair, though, there was good machines, though, in Terminator.
Here's the thing. Here's a good example. You push the wrong button, AI gets smart enough, takes over every single nuke that's ever been invented.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
But the AI...
Now you have control of the world.
But the AI won't be able to nuke the world because they'll die, too. Like, you can't nuke everything, right?
Well, you could do one side and just fall out. AI can survive fallout.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about nukes.
I hope
it's so far into the future that I don't even have to think about it.
I was having fun until you brought up the nuke thing. And you really
not looking like it, though. Yeah, people think it's going to be like robots. No, it's out in the internet.
Yeah, it's in the ether, just
when
floating
you can
around.
Control anything from remote locations. That's scary, man.
We're all dead.
Ah.
Especially you. I don't know if I want to believe Elon Musk, though. He's kind of...
You're really working 60-hour weeks right now when you just know that Terminator is going to kick your door down in like 5 years.
You're dead.
You know?
Well, this is a startling new study and thing put out from the experts. We'll see what happens next.
Elon
probably,
Musk.
Probably nothing will happen next. Yeah, Elon's kind of a I don't know though. Like I the fact that other people signed on to it is a little puts a little more, I think, weight behind it.
Elon's too smart to explain what's going on in his head. That's why when he talks, you're like, what? That guy cannot talk. He's that smart and
I know.
He can't talk?
Maybe that's what's throwing me off a little bit.
All his other skills went elsewhere.
There's always a little part of me that's like, yeah, I think Elon's off his rocker. But maybe that's because he's a super genius. Who knows?
He's super genius.
Anyway. Well, the robots are going to kill us. Long story short. Hey, let's move on to another hard-hitting story. Researchers in Australia claim to have developed a new erectile dysfunction nasal spray that could offer Viagra some stiff competition, if you know what I mean. They say it works in just 5 minutes compared to pills that usually take up to an hour to kick in. Wow. It's now in a clinical trial, and they say it could be available in 2 years.
Is it too much Viagra bad? Doesn't it do the opposite if you take too much of it?
Well, I mean, with anything, yeah. Well, because it thins your blood is what it does. It thins everything out, opens up the capillaries and everything. That's why you say you should, like, drink with it and everything like that. You're just supposed to take it.
They use it a lot for heart disease.
Well, originally, that's what it was for, wasn't it? They originally developed Viagra as, like, a way to, like, thin the blood for people that, had...
You know what another odd use for it is? Huh. I think they use it on babies that are born too early. I know. I was reading into this a little bit and what, like, other uses and what they really used it for, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it had something to do with premature
circulation. I read a study somewhere where if you put, like, Viagra in water that you put in plants, they will stand up straighter. That's no joke.
Really?
That sounds like a cheesy joke, but, yeah, it will make those plants stand up straighter.
Have you ever taken one?
I've never taken a Viagra. I've only ever done the terrible over-the-counter, rhino pills.
Way different.
Oh, yeah, way worse, for sure. Yeah,
it's like a no-no. It's like what it gives me that weird, jittery feeling.
Yep.
So the one, I think people think when you take it, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pitching a tent.
I am rock-hard.
It's not like that. It's weird. It's a weird act, like, when you're doing the deed, it, like, activates.
Activate. Which, how does that work?
How does that work?
I mean, I know
it's
the
so
body
weird.
Knows to send. I know it opens up the capillaries. It's easier for the blood to get through.
People use
everything.
It to work out a lot.
Yeah. It's actually, you can get in trouble. It's considered a PED in a lot of sports.
Enhancement.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Opens up the blood flow, man. Probably for running. You know, you get more oxygen to your
That's what it is. I mean, it's hard to play sports with a full-on boner, but you know what?
Right.
I'm making that catch. Actually, the reason you're always open.
Spin on it in the end zone first touchdown.
Reason you're the receiver's always open is because no one wants to cover the guy with the raging boner. God, come on, man. We're playing
super
football
super athletic.
Here. Sorry, football turns me on so much right now. What, you don't want to cover me? Come on, man, coverage. Let's go.
Somebody check that guy for Viagra.
Yeah, you want to have the court all to yourself? You want to never get posted up on the basketball court? You pop some Viagra before you start dribbling that ball down. No one is going to. I'm not covering that guy. He's always rock hard. It's insane.
Gross.
Stop it. Stop taking Viagra before.
Rubbing up on me.
It's the YMCA old man league. Knock it off. Sorry. Helps my game.
You either got to guard the guy with the shirt off that's got the hairy chest in basketball, or
the guy with the boner.
I don't know.
I'll take the shirt off guy.
I'm going to sit out. I'm going to be the sixth man in this one.
You know what? I'm going to go play pickleball instead. That's what I'm going to do. I'm tired of this. But it's interesting, though. And I feel like just as society, everything we do is revolved around, just trying to have our boners longer on in life. But, I mean, it's makes sense. I want to keep doing it when I'm older. So if I got to do a couple right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Mm. Now I have a boner right now.
There you go.
I actually have one right now. That's what I'm saying. I have a boner.
Okay, it's getting weird. Get to the next damn story.
Look me in the eye. All right. When I say this to you, I have a boner right now. This is the worst thing you can say to someone, looking them in the eye. Lastly, this is, I mean, come on now. I don't think we need a study about this. Just let sleeping dogs lie. A new survey found that 38% of Americans have lied to their partner or spouses about finances, with the most common lies being about debt and unnecessary purchases. Those most likely lie about the money make between $25,000 and $50,000 per year. So, yeah, we're just lying to... I don't think it's that bad. Now, if you got, like, a crazy gambling debt, okay, don't lie to your significant other.
100%.
But, like me, I'll sometimes use a different card from a different account if I go out and get lunch. You know, if I'm like, all right, I'm going to go eat fast food today. I don't always tell the wife about that. I think that's okay. Because
so you have a joint combined account that you guys put all your money in, or you have your separate account?
So I have two accounts, and I have one that I've had since I was 10 years old that my folks opened for me, right? I got that one. Mm-hmm. And then we have the joint account that wife and I have all our savings, whatever.
Same exact scenario.
So there's times, though, where it's like, okay. I use the one I have. It's like not like the one that I have from when I was a kid. It's just mine. I mean, everything's kind of. But I don't always tell my wife when I buy something. I don't always tell Kiki.
Why should you?
I shouldn't have to, right? That's okay.
Why should you have to?
I don't think you have to. Again, like if you lost the deed to the house in a poker game.
Why do we even have to talk about this?
Yeah.
Then what are you working for?
Mm-hmm.
Her? You were individuals before you met, right? Yeah. Exactly. So why is it even a question? The joint account is for here. I'm going to take this money and I'm going to put it in our joint account.
Yep. That's
a little savings. You know, we can both do that. You can do that whenever you want. I'm going to do it whenever I want. When we spend the money in that account.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let everyone
ask
know.
That person.
Have a meeting about it. Get together. But,
if I want to go. My account?
If I want to go.
That I fill from when I go to work and when I do stuff.
Yeah.
That's my money.
If I want to go to Dunham's and be a little reckless on a sales day, on a flash sale, it should be fine.
And the same thing with her.
Yeah.
She spends, I'm not going to be like, why did you buy those shoes with your own money?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, if we're stupid poor, maybe and struggling, and we could do things to help that out.
Yeah.
And we're buying stupid things like.
Well, that's what I thought. It was the most likely lie about money is people who make between $25,000 and $50,000 per year. So definitely in that, middle class or lower middle class kind of pay range.
So your relationship depends on how much money you make.
Your relationship with money, yeah, I think so. And how?
So if you told them you made $25,000 a year, the relationship would change? Then you shouldn't be with that person. That's what they're lying about. They're lying about how much money they make a year.
They're not lying about how much they make. No, those are the people most likely to lie about what they're spending if they have debt or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
in that range. Yeah, in that range.
I got you.
No, definitely where you're at, too. Like, oh, my God, you only make $25,000. Yeah, okay. Kick rocks, all right? I ain't saying she a gold digger, okay? But, yeah, those are the people that lie the most about their expenditures. Maybe those scratchers that they bought on the way home from work. Or maybe, I don't know. Trying to think of something you bought recently. A slingshot.
I was going to say, there's some things you don't necessarily have to say how much you spent money on. Like,
There's been a couple things.
We get it. Golf clubs are expensive. Yeah. I don't have to tell her how expensive.
There's been a couple things where I've just told Kiki, like, I got a good deal on it. That's all I've said. It was like, don't worry, I got a good deal. And we'll just leave it at that. She trusts me enough where I say, look, trust me, I got a good deal on it. I got a good deal.
Okay? Are we struggling? No? Well, okay.
Yeah, do we still have a roof over our head? Then fine, okay? You got a good deal.
Can you pay the mortgage this month?
Yeah.
Yes?
All right, good.
Okay.
Good. Anyway. I'm broke, bitch! That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.